listening to Real World News. Antonio Noradia, the talks on the FAO guidelines on land tenure. Why would a fisherman decide to leave his boat to participate in sitting long negotiations with professional diplomats in Rome? Why does a peasant woman travel across the world from her village in Asia to discuss the guidelines on land tenure and water resources in a language she does not speak? Antonio Noradi, Italian member of CROTV organization, provides us with the answers to these questions. Honorati knew the times when the negotiations that would affect the lives of millions of peasants and consumers were held at closed doors between experts and politicians only. That has changed. Today, 50 representatives of peasant and indigenous organizations have participated in the drafting of a series of long-awaited agreements. In fact, a long list of victories that nobody questions nowadays, except corporations, such as peasant rights to keep and multiply seeds, or the internationally acceptable concept of territory and food sovereignty, are the result of the social movement's struggle to have a role in the international governance. Honorati spoke with Rio World Radio in Rome at the first day of the negotiations that will end on Friday the 14th, while he follows the news on the crisis of capitalism in the European Union and as a strong movement of social protest emerges, especially among young people in Italy. He believes the social movement struggle in international agencies is permanent and it is a learning process, which in practice means that peasants should influence government action without the intermediation of experts or professional politicians. Honorati recalls that Croce Via was one of the founders of GRAIN, which has recently been granted the Right Livelihood Award or Alternative Nobel Prize of the European Seed Network, and he promoted and facilitates the social movement's participation within the FAO. He says that fisher folk also discuss their own guidelines for large-scale agriculture investment. Just as we do this job, the World Bank does the opposite, which is to try and make localized sustainable when it is actually not sustainable and by stealing land. The FAO headquarters overlook the Colosseum with its 2,000 years of history. The empire that made Christians become the Feast of Lions has ironically ended up adopting its religion, being the headquarters of the clergy, Pope included. Nothing seems impossible in Rome, not even that peasants and some committed governments will bid large-scale agribusiness.
You are listening to Real World News.